درود شریف پڑھ لیں جب مرتبہ بلند آواز سے سائڈ دی صلاۃ علی رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لاؤڈلی فیو ٹائمز اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین صلی علی سیدنا اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد. الحمد لله الحمد لله عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته ومنتهى علمه. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. وقال عز وجل وإنك لتهدي إلى صراط مستقيم. آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد المصطفى وعلى آله الأتقياء وعلى أصحابه الأسبياء. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أما بعد، الله سبحانه وتعالى وعز وجل has designed and created us such and in such environment, you do not normally need to be motivated to earn and attain dunya, because that's already provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa azza wa jal. You don't need to be motivated, because stomach is attached with you, that is greatest motivator itself. It's already Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fixed. The eyes which see dunya, so you are seeing it. You are automatically being motivated. You don't need to motivate yourself. That's why you see Muslim, non-Muslim, old, young, or running behind. Because the motivating factors you don't have to bring or think, but they're already there mostly. And then you have ears, you hear dunya, eyes with which you see dunya, and the other organs, they enjoy dunya, the hands, the feet. So, but for akhirah it's not like this. That is the test, that is the trap, you may say, where we fall into. There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hidden, we can't see. He has said Alladheena yu'minuna bil ghaib, that it's in behind the veil, it's unseen. Because if Jannah or one fraction of Jannah was obvious to everyone, like dunya, everyone will not even, they won't even raise their head from frustration. They will never get out of the mosque. But that's the trap, that's the test. If it was, then actually, then where is the test? Then who is the how it will be known who is believer or disbeliever. Everyone will run for it. Hazrat Malik bin Dinar or Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi, Hima, the one of the highest ranking awliya Allah in previous centuries, he said, I saw a young man, youthful age, 20-25, he was so passionate about worship and his ibadah and his everything was so good and his taqwa, that I myself was amazed that how does he maintain so much. He said, once I asked him that, young man, you are a young man, I am also a follower of Rasulullah and the path of spirituality, but the devotion, the dedication which I see in you, I have not seen somewhere. How is it you have this? He said, there is a history of it, and that is, once I saw a dream, and in a dream I was taken to the heavens, and in the heaven I went to the, I was shown the first Jannah, and I thought it's the most beautiful. I was showing it, I can't describe, he said, the colors of it, is gold, or it's just an entire a different world completely I was seeing. I was surprised, astonished, my eyes couldn't close, my heart was actually as though coming out, jumping. And I saw rivers, on the bank of rivers, there were different angels, very beautiful women, and I've never seen that beauty. And when the women saw me, they said, this is the husband of Laiba. Ye Laiba ka khawand hai. Laiba is the highest category of whores in Jannah. The least category of whores are actually, you may say, they are more beautiful. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if it would spit in the sea, salty sea, it will become the most delicious drink. It's meaning, interpreting the meaning of the whole of the sea will come. That's the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put what in the other speech. If it just actually hangs its hair from the heaven towards dunya, all the dunya will be filled with such fragrance that no one has actually, or you may say, felt such fragrance. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned about the normal, I mean, we are captivated by the beauty of the women of this dunya, while actually their beauty put together is not anywhere near, actually, according to even the one eye of the hoor. Because Allah specially describes the hoors, hoorun ayn. He said hoor and ayn, meaning their eyes have special beauty. People will be looking, in some books mentioned, 7 years in their eyes without actually speaking a word. They will be just surprised, and when just to see them, and they look in the eyes, then there are 7 years they're looking in the eyes. Although they are actually, meaning they will be their wives in the night. So, because all these things, and हमें तो जो भी छोटा मोटी चीज नजर आई, गाड़ी नजर आई, औरत नजर आई, उसी पे बस लूट गई. This is the test. यही तो इम्तिहान है, अजमाइश है. So he said, this young man said that when I went in the bank of river, they, the Jannah, they said, this is Laiba's husband, this is Laiba, meaning the highest category. And they said, no, no, you are not here, you are higher. He said, then I was taken to another one, higher, another like a planet, another universe. And I thought that the previous one is completely nothing. Nothing. And it was again such wonders that I've never imagined such houses and palaces and such things were going on, unimaginable. And then again I saw the people there, they said, this is Laiba's husband. And I was taken more. He said, many times I was taken until I reached unparalleled beauty of heavenly beauty in Jannah. Meaning that because the Jannah has many, many categories. Even in one Jannah there are categories. Like in one area, if you live in Bolton, there will be area where poor people live, where middle class live, where actually rich people live. There are areas. Similarly in Jannah there are areas. Then there are different planets, categories. So he said, when I went to the highest one, and they said, there were many, many hoods, they said, this is Laiba's husband. And they took me into a palace which was, had I don't know how many doors, he said, or how were the doors. I couldn't make any sense out of my senses, actually, that the makeup of it and the formation of that palace. But it was, I couldn't, because one, how can one describe? So he went in, he said, and there were hundreds and hundreds maids and malaika, and on a big throne such a queen was sitting that even other hoods were looking at it, the beauty. And they said, this is Laiba. And she said, I am Laiba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created me. And on its forehead it was written, if you want to come and attain me, then be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Agar mujhe hasil karna chahte ho, to Allah ki itaat karo. So the young man said, since I saw seen that dream, I have not actually stopped. My foremost priority is to reach Akhirah and to attain and to be the husband of the Laiba. Not actually, I have lost the priorities and things of this world now. That's why he said to Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham, that's why you see, just to go there. So that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gave this concept. The first stage is, because you, these blessings are unseen, they are behind the veil, so for getting motivated for them, you can't see them. As I'm giving you, a person just seen one glimpse in the dream. What is a dream? Dream is a dream. And he is so much now actually dedicated, and he doesn't want to look anything. He's single-minded actually. And imagine then who then is the ashik, or who loves, then actually who seen or hope to be in the mushahida of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But firstly, for our sinful people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that firstly we leave the houses of the unlawful houses of this dunya for the lawful palaces of Jannah. It's a comparison given. Because we don't normally reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are doing for Allah. We are not doing it. We are not even doing for Jannah. Let aside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not even abstaining from sins and doing good deeds for whores. So those people who speak or read the book of Sufiya, Sayyida Rabia Basriya said, I am going to burn Jannah and do actually, you know, put water on head so that people worship, I worship only for Allah. Well, these people are one in a million. These people are not leaving nasty things of dunya for for Jannah, how will they leave actually good thing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the first stage is only that you shift from palaces of this dunya to the palaces of Jannah. Women, unlawful relationship with women, with abandoning in this dunya for the lawful relationship with whores. Unlawful authority, abandoning here to get lawful authority in Jannah. And all these actually things. So the point I am trying to convey to you, that for dunya you don't need to be motivated, it's all around you. You see dunya, you hear dunya, you speak dunya, stomach is there, and your all bodily organs are there, they are always motivating you. They're always motivating you. So for akhirah, you need to motivate yourself. No one is going to motivate as such. You need to do that yourself, the things which we mentioned before, the journey of human soul, which you've seen in the Jummah. Details of those things, going into the depth and reminding yourself again and again, and so that as though you are here, but you are seeing Jannah, as though you are here, as though you are seeing hell, as though you are here, you are seeing the blessings of Akhirah. Only then you can survive, you can keep your head above this sea of dunya. If you won't, you are going to drown. Why? Because dunya will become to you, or which will motivate you automatically. You don't need. When you get up, if you're feeling hungry, even animals, even brainless people, they go towards food. Child is going to, because the hunger is there. But the talab, the love of Allah and His Messenger, you have to create yourself in you. There is potential, there is the seed in you. You have to grow. And this you have to do every day, in a way. That's how you actually are. Otherwise, you will find yourself, in spite of knowing everything, you are not doing anything. Knowing everything, not doing anything. Because knowledge can only give you information, it can't motivate you. You have to remind continuously. Knowledge comes once, you know if there is Jannah, that's knowledge, alhamdulillah. But to keep that knowledge alive and think about it, read about it every day, little bit, that's going to keep the motivation. Not actually that I know this, I know this, I know this. And this is the nature of human being. You say, why do you remind, why I have to remind myself about Allah every day, about the fasting or about Akhirah, when I know it? Ask marketing companies and these sales people. Ask them why they are advertising for Coca-Cola when they know. Are they stupid people that they don't know people know about Coke? That they are spending millions? There is a reason. They know that human being, although they know there exists this drink or whatever or any other drink, but if they are reminded again and again, then they are going to buy, or then they are going to buy more, then they will be motivated. People know cars, that there is a car. But why the cars advertise? You don't say, you say, I'm not fool, why are you advertising car to me? I know, since I've been born there is cars. I know fool, but they are doing it because they know that human being is programmed that if he is bombarded with information again and again, he takes the step. He takes the step then. That's regarding dunya I am giving you example, but about akhirah also same thing. You need to be reminded, or remind yourself, bombarded with the akhirah, the jannah, the hell, the whatever is happening after death, the reality of dunya, the company of salihin, the stories of awliya, the virtues of good deeds, the, you may say, the punishments of bad deeds. Only then you are going to take the steps to keep alive, is your motivation. Anyway, so yesterday we, if you look at the screen, we covered the three conditions of the closeness of Allah, and we are giving the example of through a car. So this is the road map. This is your map to Jannah. You have planned, I am planning my career, I am planning my marriage, I am planning my business. You will get there or not, you don't know. But in Jannah, if anyone really is serious and plans, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises that person that you will get it. So we covered these motivating factors which I've already mentioned to you. We covered yesterday. I will mention them now as well. And the conditions. Aqeedah is like one wheel of that time or tire. And Aqeedah, we mentioned, what is Aqeedah? Is the belief system of Islam. I'm just skipping it because we already covered it. Fiqh is the rules and regulation, do's and don'ts. Meaning, if you believe football or cricket is a game, but you don't know the rules, you can't play it. It's not enough to know it's authentic game, it's watched in the world, people are interested in it. But believing is just saying that it's a game and it has been, but the rules of the game, only then you can play the game. And third one we covered, Tawbah, repentance. And we also went into a little bit of detail, but we can't go into much detail, you will be covering in your halaqas. I am just actually giving you a bird's eye view of the path to taqwa, how to attain taqwa, which results in the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fourth one, the fourth wheel is striving or mujahada. Mujahada. What is mujahada? Because this is the one which is going to take you to attain taqwa and to the rida of Allah. Mujahida means, literally it means johud, striving, but it has three conditions. When only you will do three things, then you will be able to do something or to abstain from sin. Now listen very carefully. If you have been failing to abandon any particular sin, it's because you are missing one of the three elements of mujahida. If you have not been able to do something good thing, it's because of the one of the three elements you are missing. So it's three things. And I normally relate to people the story of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, that when he was as though imprisoned in or in a room, locked in a room by Zulaikha, and who invited him towards sin, towards zina, towards fornication. How did he save himself? He used three things, and they are the three elements of mujahida. If you want to, you say, I am living in bad environment. Our people think, yeah, we are living in Europe, how can we act upon Islam? Sahaba, all their life they've been living in Mecca with non-Muslims. You are not the first people. Rather, the first people, they lived with non-Muslims. In Medina Sharif, Sahaba was living Jewish and Christian. You think after 14th century, you are the only unique case that you come to Europe. And Europe mein Islam par kaise amal kare? Aur European zindagi mein kaise kare? Bhai, Sahaba pehle hi Europe mein goya reh rahe the. They were living with in a multi-religious society in Makkah and Medina Tul Munawwara. They were Jewish, they were Christians, they were atheists, they were mushrikeen, they were living there. People who lived in Ethiopia, they for many years, Hazrat Jafar bin Tayyar, the brother of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and Hazrat Usman and others, many other Sahaba, Rizwanun Ali Majmain, they, women and men and women, they lived for years in a Christian country. These are just excuses. If you want to do bad deed, you are going on Umrah and Hajj, people do there. People are swearing there. People are picking pockets there. People are sleeping in the time of Salah there. People are looking at women there. Even in the very vicinity of the Kaaba, very vicinity of the Roza Sharif. So this is not, this is just an excuse. that I am in my own. As long as you are going to blame others, you never will be changed. As long as you blame the government, you blame the environment, blame the shaitan, blame the friend, blame the people, blame anyone. Unless you blame yourself, you will never change. The journey begins from pointing finger at you, because you want to change yourself. When you are not admitting you have a disease, how can you be cured? You say, that person have cancer, he has hepatitis C, he has flu, and this is spreading, it's very epidemic. Until you don't recognize that you have the disease, you won't be cured, no matter what you say about the environment. So the beginning part is confession, meaning accepting. Unless you don't, you keep blaming, shaitan does this, well, that is not a news. We know very well shaitan incites towards evil. But will anyone be freed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment? That shaitan has misled him. Oh Allah, save us. You know, shaitan misled us to do bad deeds. You know, maybe save us. Allah, okay, it's shaitan's fault, not yours. No. It's never. Because no others can, not for you are the decision maker. In the Quran it comes, the people will, in this dunya, they follow leaders, role models, shaitanic role models, others, and you know, in careers and others, good or bad. In when they will go in, and the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these followers, fans as they say, fans of evil people, fans of evil rulers, fans of evil icons, devilish icons, abominable, fahosh, shameless icons, who are following all these kinds of, not Rasulullah, but following these. They will be their fans. And they run away like fans as well, like fans, when actually their purpose is not fulfilled. So on the day of judgment, they are going to say, we were your fans, pop star, or actor, or footballer, we were, you know, can you now save us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They say, no, we can't. And they say, Ya Allah, punish these people double, because they actually misled us. They were leaders, political leaders, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, no, you both will be punished doubly. Because you, because of following them, whilst knowing that they were not actually the right people, you are at fault as well. So blame, whenever a person plays blame game, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not guide that person. And whenever a person puts the blame on himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens his mercy for him. Shaitan blamed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for not doing sajda. He said, Ya Allah, qala fabima aghwaitani. Oh Allah, because you misled me, you asked me to do sajda, and if you never asked me, I wouldn't have fallen into this problem. But he said, you put me in this situation. Qala fabima aghwaitani la'ubiyannahum ajma'in. And I am going to mislead everyone now. That's why. So shaitan put the blame upon Allah. And what did Sayyidina Adam al-Islam do? He put blame upon himself. He said, Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam tawfir lana. Look, they have escaped. They are still close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are still anbiya, and he is prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And shaitan. So, stop blaming the environment. Yes, it might play a role, but it's not fully responsible. You are the fully responsible. You can hold. Stop blaming just as the government, the people, your friends. If you want to be good, nothing, no one and nothing can stop you. Yes, there are factors, but they are not fully 100% responsible. The responsibility lies with you, because the decision maker are you. So Sayyidina Yusuf, so we think, I was giving you an example. Sayyidina Yusuf al-Islam was in a, let's say, a room. That room was not a good environment. There is a non-mahram woman, she is inviting towards, like we face this situation outside, for example, it's a bad environment. So what did Sayyidina Yusuf Alayhi Salaam? This is Mujahada, the fourth condition. What did he do? First he said, I submit. Qala ma'az Allah. Ma ubarriu nafsi inna nafsa al-ammaratun bisu. He said, first thing, when some people, they find it hard and they failed again and again, trying again and again, failed again and again, and they feel powerless in the hand of nafs, in the powerless in the hand of shaitan. Well, they can, this is the first stage where you can find power from powerlessness. You can find power through powerlessness. Be basi se taqat aap hasil kar sakte. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do. That's what this Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam did. He hands up, he says, Ma'azallah, inna nafsa la ammaratun bisu. He submitted, he said, Ya Allah, I cannot save myself. Meaning you put your hands up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, surrender to Allah. I, with my effort, I have failed. I surrender to Ya Allah. Now you save me with your power and with your guidance. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to feel this powerlessness because we are relying upon our deeds, we are relying upon our effort, we are relying upon our willpower. These things we shouldn't rely upon. They are only means. And sometimes when you fail again and again and you are powerless, some people come and say, oh, I am completely powerless. Teacher, other sahab, yeh, main toh very good. Well, that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to feel. Completely powerlessness from yourself that you can't. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There's no power to change or do good deed or to save except with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you understand this fact first, that is your beginning point. You feel, I am destroyed. That's what Adam alayhi salam said. رَبَّنَا ظُلَمْنَا فُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا. If Allah, you do not forgive, وَتَرْحَمْ, if you do not have mercy, I will be doomed. He didn't say about himself that what he did or anything like this. As he said, if you do not have mercy. He felt powerless now in front of Allah, needy in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try to understand what I am saying. It is very important. If you cannot stop a sin or doing something, maybe you are relying upon your knowledge, your wisdom, your sheikh and other things. No, you rely upon, they are all means for guidance. You rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah only and say, Allah, my hands are up. I surrender completely. I am destroyed. I am finished. I tried, it failed. And then you follow the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then it's like you are a reborn person. With a new, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the tawfiq and power to you then. So this is some people say, powerlessness, attaining power through powerlessness. This is necessary. Until you will believe upon yourself, you won't actually be successful. Oh brother, believe in yourself, you can do it, you can do it. Well, he has done million times, he is not able to do it. No, you say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do it. But how? How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then wants you to do something. You do that. But in the belief system, in the inner self, you say, I don't rely upon, I believe in la hawla wa la. This is what term, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah means. That no one can deliver you from error, and no one can give you the power to do good except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So firstly, you have to negate yourself. So Yusuf alayhi salam negated himself. He said, Ma ubarriyu nafsi. I don't say myself is blame free. My nafs is blame. Inna nafsa la ammaratum bisu. Because the nafs always incite toward evil. Then at that stage. And he said, Qala ma'az Allah. I come in the protection of Allah. Whilst I am here in the room with Zulaikha, but I am in the protection. I come, O Allah, I ask you for mother. You for help. Help me, I am powerless. I seek power from your power. إِنَّهُ رَبِّي أَحْسَنَ مَثْوَائِي. So first element of mujahida is to seek help from Allah. What that means is to negate any ability or relying upon any ability, any knowledge, any wisdom of yourself. Otherwise you're going to fail again and again. Second thing Yusuf alayhi salam did, he had the irada, meaning he was willing to sacrifice to save himself from the sin. He was willing to pay a price. So he said, Rabbi sijnu habbu ilayya mimma yad'unani ilayhi. Oh Allah, better than this what she is inviting me, rather than I living in the palace of the king, I would prefer to live in the prison. I'm beginning to sacrifice my independence, but I don't want this. So second thing is, you should be willing to pay some price, be it the little bit of pain, be it resistance, when you are doing resistance with David, be it containing the urge, that's sometimes the price you have to pay. Ab dentist mein aap jaate hain, to wo aapke daant aur you feel some discomfort. You feel some discomfort, was five kar raha, but that discomfort is the price, as well as the money which you pay, as well as that price of pain. Only then your teeth get cleaned. If you say, no, I'm willing to pay this, I mean, it hurts too much, then okay, you are going to suffer more. That's what the example Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi, Rahmahullah, Sahib Masnavi, he gave an example to explain this. He said that one person was very fond of tattoos, you know, putting pictures, engraving pictures on the body. Usko kehte hai, ye, zameen, ye jism par tasveerein, pictures on the body. So he said, I want to feel brave, so better I am a lion, I want picture of lion. So he went and he said to the tattooist who actually was, he said, I want you to draw a picture of lion. He said, okay. And like now as well, they do different way. In ancient times it was a little bit painful, like dentistry was painful before. They didn't have any vaccine for making numb your teeth or anything like this. At that time it was not. So the tattooist, actually the engraver, he put the needle, picked the needle. Obviously it is painful. He put the needle and he said, oh, it's very painful. He said, what are you doing? He said, exactly what you said. I'm trying to, draw a very fierce type lion. He said, but what are you trying to draw? He said, I have started from leg of the lion, the back leg of lion. Okay, well, there can be a lion without a leg. Can't it? Okay, he won't have a leg, but still be a lion can be without. Leave that. He said, okay, good and well. I thought you were brave and very, you say, want lion, you are. And anyway, so he said, okay, give me on. Again, his needle, when he, as soon as he pricked, he again, oh, his pain, what are you doing now? He said, now I am drawing the tail, which is the, very necessary for lion to look fierce. Well, I'll have my lion without tail, leave it. And then third time he did, I said, okay. And then again he withdrew his hand. Oh, it's painful. What are you doing? You are going to wound my hand. He said, well, this is the, now I'm trying to use the ears. Ear of lion. He said, well, there can be a lion without ears. So he kept saying this until that artist, he said that, I can't serve you. What type of lion you want, who doesn't have an eye, who doesn't have an ear, who doesn't have feet, who doesn't have legs? Because wherever you are going to have this is. So Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi, Rahmatullah Ali, he gave the example that the nerves will have to feel the pain. No matter which zikr you do, which sheikh you go to Kaaba. Some people have wished, I am going to change when I touch the Kaaba. Never change. I am going to change when I go to Roza Sharif. But if they are not willing to, because the pain will always come. You come this way or that way, the nafs is going to feel. So a price you have to pay, all having it. So it's better, the sooner you pay it, the sooner you will get cured and you will be start benefiting. इसलिए नफ्स को तो तकलीफ होनी है. We don't want to pay that price. हम कहते हैं कोई खुद ही खुद बहुत ही हम नेक बन जाएं, खुद बहुत ही गुनाह छूट जाएं, खुद बहुत ही. Then is the purpose of life is finished. If alcohol doesn't have the attraction, the intoxication, who will drink alcohol? What is the purpose of then forbidding the alcohol? If zina doesn't have attraction, what will be the purpose of forbidding it? Then it's not. If alcohol is like urine, then the people don't drink urine anyway. So these things have attraction, some pleasure, and giving up that pleasure and forbearing that pain is the price to go on the other side. This is second element of mujahida, that you have to pay a price and some kind of effort. So first is surrender yourself. Allah, I don't believe I can save myself. I have no power. I am seeking your power and guidance. So you don't rely upon yourself. You try with the power of Allah subhanahu, but not relying upon. Second, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam said this. And the third, what he said, what he did the third, there was the door of that room. And the door was locked. He didn't have the key. He was sitting here and he ran towards the door, knowing it's locked. Very strongly, very forcibly it's locked. Why did he run until the door? This is the third element of mujahida. He ran because he wanted to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see my servant is doing whatever he can. He was showing, I can go to the door, I will go to the door. I can't get out, that's up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then, because he was relying on the power of Allah, Allah then opened the door with his power. He was not relying upon himself. So Yusuf alayhi salam ne Zulaikha se ke wo uski buri daawat se bachne ke liye pehle to Allah ki madad mangi. Allah to main kuch bach nahi sakta. Apne par na itmaad kare, main bachunga ye karunga nahi. Allah malla dusra phir unhone kaha main qurbani dunga ya Allah, agar tu mujhe bacha le main jail mein chala jaunga, is mahal mein nahi rahunga. تیسرا فرمایا کہ میں انہوں دروازے تک بھاگے کہ جتنی میں بھاگ سکتا ہوں اتنا تو میں کوشش کروں گا. میں دروازے تک جا سکتا, میرے پاس چابی نہیں ہے لیکن میں دروازے تک جاؤں گا کیونکہ میں وہاں تک جا سکتا ہوں. پھر اللہ تعالیٰ نے خود دروازے کھولے کیونکہ وہ اللہ پر بھروسہ کر رہے تھے. سو دا تھرڈ ایلیمنٹ از دیٹ اف یو آر ٹرائنگ یو شوڈ اسٹاپ ایز مچ ایز یو کین. مے بی یو کانٹ فلی, یو نو یو وونٹ بی ایبل, لائک ہی ڈیڈنٹ نو ہی ول بی ایبل ٹو get him out of that door, escape from that door. Otherwise, this is no test for him. But he did whatever he can. So if you want to stop from an evil, do whatever you can in your ability. Don't say, oh, I cannot do it, it's too hard, you know, how will this happen? Hypothetical, you know, I'll fall into it again. Oh, that person will pressurize. These are shaitanic thinkings. You do whatever you can with following these three elements. So these are called, when you do these three, they are known as mujahada. Mujahada. Striving. Ye jo chotha wheel hai na, ye mujahade ka wheel hai. So when you have four wheels, ye char wheel honge, now your car will travel toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iske baad kya hai? Ye mujahada. Maine mujahada to aapko explain kar diya. Striving, mujahada means to make effort which is within one's capacity. And steadfastness means continuously traveling even though one keeps failing or falling. As the real fall is not that a person has fallen, but it is not to get up after falling. Real fall is not that the person has fallen. Not getting up is the real fall. It doesn't matter you've fallen into sins millions of times. But if you stand up, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, listen carefully, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at your falling, He looks at your standing up only. He takes into account your tawbah, not your sin. So what do I have? He even said, I don't take count of my sin of my servant. O angels, you also forget. He makes the angels forget as well. The books of deeds, they get actually deleted. And he said, At-ta'ibu min azam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, meaning, At-ta'ibu min azam kamal la zambala. The repenter from a sin is like as though he has not done. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considered he has never done anything. He has not done anything wrong. Because he has returned. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the standing up, not falling down. So do stand up. Falling will be forgotten by angel. But it is not to get up after falling is the real fall. In another way, it could be said, striving is to suppress the sinful urge and desire by using the willpower. Steadfastness is to carry on doing good deeds and refreshing and refraining from the sins whilst disregarding the inner feelings or the external circumstances. So these are different ways to explain mujahida, but the three elements which I have mentioned, they are the ingredients, recipe of the mujahida. So now you know the four conditions. What comes after four conditions? Look, now you are on the bridge. Aap aape pul pe aage. Allah ki raza to yahan hai. Taqwa ki mountain. This is the mountain of taqwa where you want to achieve. This is the mountain of taqwa. And this is the path to taqwa. So after you have climbed the mountain of conditions, so now you come towards the bridge. And in the bridge, look, the car, each door, bonnet, boot, sunroof represents the seven organs of the body. The tongue, the ears, the eyes, the hands, stomach, private parts and feet. These are like the doors which shaitan may enter through. Samjhe, this is your body. This is the car, is your body. Car ki example samjhe. If you keep the sunroof, the doors, the windows, the bonnet closed and safe while traveling, you are safe. Otherwise thieves can come through it if you leave it open. Gaadi ko to hum kya karte hain, do dafa lock lagate hain. We actually have to band door band bhi karte hain, close the door and we lock it as well. What about the doors here? What about the eyes and the ears, these doors through which shaitan, which the thief of iman can take your car? Wo jis tarah joyrider le jate hai na? Well, thus you are on a joyrider trip with shaitan really. Shaitan has come and he is taking you. You are riding joy now, here, there, here. That's what's happening with me and you. We are not on the stress of a path of steadfastness, straight. Jumping in here, bumping in here. Why? Because the joyrider is sitting. Shaitan is sitting in us and driving. People say, oh, this person looks religious, this person looks a human being, but he is doing shaitaning it. They don't know the inside, the driver is the thief that he's sitting in. Because he let him in through the doors. O car ki door ko to phir dobara kehte band karke dekho koi chor na aaye. And then remove anything from the window so that no one breaks in. Balki phir alarm bhi lagao. But what about your body? Where is the alarm system here? Uska to koi nahi, door kholi hui hai, open for the enemy. Thieves are coming and you are open the door, come in. And then you cry, oh, my car is going here, my car has gone, etc., etc. Ye ho raha hai. So that's what you are and we are doing. So seven doors, the bonnet and the roof, sunroof represents the boot. Char ye doore ho gayi, panchwa sunroof ho gaya, bonnet ho gaya, saat ho gaye pure. Bonnet khula hua hai, gaadi chal rahi, kaise chalegi? You can't see. The bonnet is open and you are, many people are driving like this. What will be that type of drive? وہ کیسی داڑھی ہوگی. تو اسی طرح کئی لوگ ہیں وہ مثلا آنکھیں جو ہیں وہ ان کے غلط کام کر رہی ہیں, وہ اللہ کی راہ میں چل رہے ہیں, کیسے چلیں گے؟ تو یہ سو سیون باڈیلی آرگن آر دا ایگزامپل آف دا ڈورز آف دا کار. وین یو دس از بریج آف پیوریفیکیشن, دس از باڈی, دس از یور باڈی. ونس یو اسٹیپ ہیئر یو آر اسٹیپنگ ٹو گو اکراس دا ماؤنٹن آف تقوا. This is the mountain of condition, and then you are going here, mountain of taqwa. And but you have to go through these, this bridge. And this bridge is the bridge of tazkiyah. This is what is tazkiyah known. So this is the bridge now. You are seeing a 3D view of the bridge. Ye bridge, wohi bridge hai, wo jo which you are seeing before. You see, now you are seeing a 2D view from here. But if you are on the bridge, you see like this. So, once you, first stage of organs, once you purify your tongue, you try to close the door of the tongue, then as though you have stepped one plank of that bridge, or one step of that bridge. Here you have eyes, then you are more closer. There is the light. Illumination, جو کہتے ہیں نا اندر کب روشن ہوگا, ابھی اندر تو وہاں جا کے روشن ہوگا, آپ یہی ڈھونڈ رہے ہیں, یہاں تو آگ ہے. Here is fire on the left and right. If you fall into sin, you see this fire, this is the sins. But if you go left and here you don't see, but as soon as you go in the grave, you will be able to see this fire, that the sins are the fire, sins are the scorpions. اور جو تقوی کی ماؤنٹن ہے, illumination of the inner self, اندر کہتے ہیں ہمارا اندر روشن ہو, وہ تو وہاں جا کے ہونا ہے, یہاں تو مجاہدہ ہے. Here is مجاہدہ, you are on a bridge. اسی طرح صراط کا bridge ہوگا. Those people who will cross this bridge with safety, they will cross the bridge of صراط with safety as well. یاد رکھیں, جو اس پل کو حفاظت کے ساتھ چلے گئے وہ صراط میں بھی اڑتے جائیں گے. امیجن, دس از دا ایگزامپل آف دا برج آف صراط. پھر آنکھوں کا جب پاک کریں گے, وین یو پیوریفائی دا آئیز, پھر ایئرز, ہینڈز, اسٹمک, پرائیویٹ پارٹس اینڈ فیٹ. اٹس لائک ایز دو ون تھرڈ آف دا جرنی یو ہیو ایکچولی ٹریول. اینڈ ناؤ وی جسٹ گیو این ایگزامپل of the sins of the tongue, which can take you to left and right, to the fire. Anything which you violate the right of Allah or His creation, you see, sins are to do with either Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or to the creation of Allah. A person whose tongue is safe, he is truly peaceful person. Who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deen is at peace with him, he is peace with Allah, he is at peace with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is at peace with the creation, he doesn't actually harm the creation. And that's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-Muslim is, this is definition of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You say Muslim have beard and thing, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Muslim is first, condition after iman, the Muslim is al-muslimu man salim al-muslimuna min lisani ab yadi. Muslim is from whose tongue and hands other Muslims are safe. And in one riwaya, other people are safe, not only Muslim, other people are safe, or other creation is safe. Muslim is the one from whose tongue and hands all creation is in safety. That is the definition of Muslim. His children, his family, his neighbors, his government, his employer, meaning they have rights. Everyone have rights. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has rights. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has rights. So he is the best servant of Allah. He is the best ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the best husband. He is the best neighbor. He is the best employee, best employer, the best subject. ये होता है वो दिस चेंज कम्स इन द पर्सन, फिर वो मुसलमान बनता है. हज़रत भाई यू मैं से आई एम मुस्लिम बट रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सेइंग मुस्लिम इज द वन हियर. देन इट इज द सिंस ऑफ द इयर्स, लिसनिंग टू अदर पीपल्स कन्वर्सेशन, म्यूजिक, अदर थिंग्स लाइक ईवल थिंग्स, बिकॉज यू आर फीडिंग डर्ट इन यूर सेल्फ. Sins of the eyes, looking with jealousy at others, looking with hatred, looking with contempt. Oh, he is second class, he is nothing, looking with mean eyes. Or looking with lust and all these things. They are detrimental to the heart. So then it's the hands, as I mentioned, the private parts, the stomach, etc., etc. So these are the seven doors of the car, or seven doors of your body. So here, inshallah, in the last days, one or two days, when they're left, we will give you opportunity how to start this journey. How you can begin the journey of recovery. Recover back, reclaim back from shaitan what is yours. Throw him out of the driving seat and let Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam guidance sit here. How will your car, how will your body be driven when the prophetic guidance is sitting in you? When the prophetic mind and wisdom is sitting in you? Imagine if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your hands are used by him, how will they be used? Now they are used by shaitan and nafs and here and there and any person. So there is a system how to control it. We'll mention in detail, but you can divide it. If you can't defeat an enemy at once, divide the enemy into the seven parts. So start with the tongue and practice, pay the price, be silent. Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi wrote in his book of Tazkiyah, he wrote a book on the tariq, on the path to Allah, and he mentioned these seven organs and the mind and the heart, and he didn't name it purification of the tongue, taqwa of the tongue. You know what he named the chapter of tongue? Silence. So it's as though he's given the solution to as well, that how to control this as well. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man samat najah." Whoever keeps silent, he will achieve salvation. So the more person is silent. Now there is other confusion. In previous ummahs, there was fasts. In the fast, they were not allowed to speak. They were not allowed to speak. Especially ummatu mein roze jo hote the, wo chup ka roza hota. खा भी नहीं सकते, बोल भी नहीं सकते. हजरत मरियम रजी अल्लाह तआला अन्हा, ही वाज फास्टिंग ऑफ दैट फास्ट व्हेन ईसा अलैहि सलाम बोर्न आफ्टर हिज बर्थ. शी सेड इन्नी नज़तु लिर्रहमान फलन मुकल्लम अल-यौम. मैंने अपने रब के लिए रोजा रखा हुआ है, मैं आज बोलूंगी नहीं. मैंने खामोशी, खा भी नहीं सकती, बोल भी नहीं सकती. तो इस उम्मत पर अल्लाह ने करम किया, अल्लाह सुब्हान हु मर्सी बाय द वसीला ऑफ रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, दैट ही सेड ओके यू कैन स्पीक बट लॉफुल थिंग्स यू स्टिल देयर इज द रोजा फ्रॉम अनलॉफुल, यू बीन ओनली गिवन कंसेशन टू स्पीक नेसेसरी. और हम क्या कर रहे हैं, उसी तरह बोल रहे हैं जिस तरह नॉर्मल डेज में. हम समझते हैं रोजा ही नहीं, वो तो कंसेशन मिली, लॉफुल कंसेशन, दैट देयर वाज कंप्लीट साइलेंस fasting in previous ummah. This ummah has still a concession to speak lawfully from unlawful. They still are roza, like Hazrat Maryam fasting will break if she would speak lawfully. Even if she speaks lawfully, her fast will break, and you and me speak unlawfully, our fast will not break. What do you think? So you try, there will be some pain, in some suffering, some mujahida. Try, if you fail, start again. Fail, start again, until you actually reach this. So similarly, you can do with all organs like this. Anyway, the engine of the car represents the mind. Saat doors, the doors of the car represent the organs. जो गाड़ी के जो दरवाजे हैं उसकी मिसाल सात आजा की है कि गाड़ी के दरवाजों को महफूज रखें, चोर अंदर नहीं आएगा. इस तरह सात आजा को महफूज रखें तो आपके ये जिस्म की गाड़ी के अंदर शैतान आने के लिए मुश्किल है, शैतान के लिए. लेकिन उसके बाद जो गाड़ी का इंजन है वो दिमाग की मिसाल है. द इंजन रिप्रेजेंट्स द माइंड, प्यूरिफिकेशन ऑफ द माइंड, तज़किया ख़वातिर. गाड़ी में इंजन भी तो होता है ना, इंजन ही तो माइंड होता है उसका. इंजन ही से तो वो चल रहा होता है सिस्टम सारा. फ्रॉम इंजन एवरी ऑल द सिस्टम इज रनिंग. और आपका सिस्टम किस से चल रहा है? ये जो इंजन अल्लाह पाक ने दिमाग में रखा हुआ है. गाड़ी का इंजन भी सबसे आगे, आपका इंजन भी सबसे आगे ऊपर. देखे ना, your engine is at the top and the car's engine is also at the top front. Meaning, if the engine is right, or you may say purified, you have purified oil theek hai, battery theek hai, cheeze theek hai, it's going to run, simple as that. If the engine is corrupted, if the engine is faulty, whole car is going to stop. तो अब ये देखें, पहले तो आपने देखा ना ये वाला ब्रिज ऑफ प्यूरिफिकेशन, फिर आपको दिखा देते हैं कि तज़किया का पुल ये है, प्यूरिफिकेशन ऑफ द बॉडी. ये जुबान, कान, आंख, हाथ, ये वो तज़किया का पुल है. दिस इज द ब्रिज ऑफ प्यूरिफिकेशन. वंस यू प्यूरिफाई दिस, ये है अंदर रोशन होना, बातिन का बंदे का रोशन, जब वो इन सातों अज़ा को पाक कर लेगा. वरना इर्द गिर्द जहन्नम है, गुनाह है. दीज आर सिंस, दिस फायर, ये आग है. ये तो आपको समझ आ गई, ये जुबान, कान, आंख के गुनाह भी समझ आ गए. नाउ प्यूरिफिकेशन ऑफ द माइंड, वो गाड़ी के इंजन की मिसाल है. सो नेक्स्ट स्टेज इज, अगला मरहला क्या है कि दिमाग को गंदे ख्यालात से पाक करना. टू प्यूरिफाई द माइंड फ्रॉम ईवल थॉट्स एंड ईवल प्लानिंग. वो क्या है? अब इस पुल पे आप आ गए. नाउ यू हैव कवर्ड सेवन ऑर्गन्स, अज़ाए सब सात अज़ा को पाक. नाउ इट इज द प्यूरिफिकेशन ऑफ द माइंड. ये उस ब्रिज का सेकंड पार्ट है, इज सेकंड स्टेज. नेगेशन ऑफ सिंस, दिमाग को पाक इस तरह के गुनाहों के ख्याल को एंटरटेन ना करना. नॉट टू एंटरटेन द वसवास ऑफ शैतान. शैतान कैन नेवर हार्म यू विद वसवसा अनलेस यू एंटरटेन इट. शैतान कभी भी आपको नुकसान नहीं पहुंचा सकता वसवसे से, अगर आप कबूल ना करें. He can put all, but some people, मुझे गंदे ख्याल आ रहे हैं, बुरे ख्याल आते हैं, well it doesn't matter. ये कोई गुनाह नहीं, कोई इसमें कमी कोताही नहीं. जितने शैतान ने ख्याल सारी दुनिया में आदम अलैहिस्सलाम के बाद से लेकर गंदे ख्याल उसने लोगों में, जिन्नात में डाले, मिलियंस लोगों में, करोड़ों लोगों में, वो सारे के सारे ख्याल इकट्ठे करके आपके दिल में डाल दिए जाएं, अगर आप उनको अमल ना करें तो आपको कोई नुकसान नहीं, बल्कि नेकी मिलेगी, बहुत बड़ा दर्जा वलायत की तरफ आप चल जाएं. कहते रसूल अल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, इन्ना अल्लाह तआला तजावा अज़ान उम्मती. प्रॉफेट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सेड, अल्लाह सुभाना व तआला हैज ओवरलुक्ड माय उम्मा फ्रॉम बैड थॉट्स अनलेस दे पुट इनटू एक्शन और दे स्पीक अबाउट. आप अलैहिस्सलाम ने तो सान हाल में फरमाया कि तुम्हें फिक्र की जरूरत नहीं, खुद ना लेके आओ. यू शुड नॉट ब्रिंग योर सेल्फ, बट कमिंग फ्रॉम शैतान दे विल कम. लुक इन सूरत नास, व्हाट डिड अल्लाह सुभान अल्लाह से, कुल अऊजु बिरब्बिन नास, मलिकिन नास, इलाहिन नास, मिन शर्रिल वसवासिल खन्नास. We seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of the waswasa. Not from waswas. Waswas can come. That's why they're coming. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows they will be coming. You can't stop. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Min sharril waswas. He didn't say, Min waswas. Dekho, Allah paane surat Nas mein ye nahi farmaya. Pana mango waswasun se. Farmaya, ye nahi farmaya ke, Min waswasil khannas. Farmaya, Min sharril waswasil khannas. Ke waswasun ke shar se. اور وسوسہ شر اس وقت بنتا ہے جب آپ عمل کرتے ہیں اس پر, ورنہ وہ خیر ہے. یہ خیر کا ایک پوٹینشیل ہے اس میں. It has the potential to become good. Because when you do مجاہدہ, جب آپ برے وسوسے سے جنگ کرتے ہیں, you get reward from Allah سبحانہ وتعالی. Your status raises. آپ کے لیے تو وہ ایک موقع ہے. شیطان آپ پر تیر مار رہا ہے, آپ اس کو پھول بنا سکتے ہیں اللہ کے قرب کا. شیطان is throwing an arrow, you can turn into flower of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by just neutralizing it. Or let me explain, in medical science, let's say some people have hepatitis or such certain bacteria or disease, they say you have the disease but they are inactive. کئی بیماریاں ہوتے لوگوں میں تو وہ active نہیں ہوتے, وہ جراثیم باڈی میں پھر رہے ہوتے ہیں. They are not active, so they don't harm you. They are inactive, وہ کام نہیں کر رہے ہوتے. Soon as they turn active, then they start harming you. Similarly, waswasas and these bad thoughts are inactive bacteria or inactive germs or inactive, you may say, disease, which cannot harm you unless they are activated. How they become activated? When you entertain them, when you plan to act upon them, they become activated. The waswasa. مائے لوگ بہت سارے اسی میں پریشان ہیں, بڑے برے خیال آتے ہیں. یہ تو حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا ایمان کی نشانی ہے. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, this is sign of ایمان if you getting bad thoughts. کفار کو برے خیال نہیں آتے, وہ برے کام ان سے شیطان کرا رہا ہوتا ہے. ان کو خیال ڈالنے کی کیا ضرورت ہے شیطان کو, برے کام جو کر رہے ہیں وہ. جو بڑے بڑے فاسق فاجر لوگ ہیں ان کو پوچھے کہ برا کیا, انہوں نے برا خیال کیا ہے, ہم تو کر رہے ہیں. خیال تو برا اس کو آئے گا جو کام اچھے کر رہا ہے, اس کو برا خیال آئے گا جس کے اندر ایمان ہے. As some of the مشائخ said, چور ہمیشہ وہاں جاتا ہے جہاں خزانہ ہوتا ہے. If the خزانہ of ایمان, treasure of ایمان is there, then the thief will come to destroy it. جس کے اندر پہلے ہی کفر ناچ رہا ہے, دیر از کفر, دیر از فسق, وہاں شیطان کو تو ضرورت ہی نہیں. جیسے امام غزالی رحمت اللہ علیہ نے فرمایا کیمیائی سعادت میں, کہ جس شہر میں ایسا عالم دین, ایسا واعظ ہو کہ جو دین پر عمل نہ کرتا ہو, صرف دنیا کمانے کا ذریعہ بنا رہا ہو, پیسوں کے لیے صرف تقریریں کر رہا ہو, فرمایا ایسے شہر میں ابلیس کی بھی ضرورت نہیں, ایسے شہر میں شیطان کی کوئی ضرورت نہیں. یہی کافی ہے لوگوں کو گمراہ کرنے کے لیے, کیونکہ جب خود بھی یہ نہیں کر رہا اور دنیا ہی کما رہا ہے اور لوگوں کو ڈھونگ اور اپنا بسا, تو وہ اب ضرورت, یہی کافی ہے ان کے لیے کہ وہ ایسے چکر میں ڈالے گا, تمہاری بخشش ہو گئی ہے, تمہیں نماز کی ضرورت نہیں, تمہیں پردے کی ضرورت نہیں, تم میرے مریض ہو, تم یہ ہے وہ ہے, تم جو ہے صرف یہ کر دو, تم میری خدمت کرو, بس تم بخشے جاؤ گے. حالانکہ حضور علیہ السلام نے ہر ایک کو ترغیب دی, فرمایا کہ دوزخ سے بچو چاہے کھجور کے, کھجور اللہ کی راہ میں دے. یہ آپ اپنے اہل بیت کو فرما رہے ہیں, ترغیب دے رہے ہیں. تو اس لیے شیطان جو ہے, آپ کو بتا رہے کہ پیوریفیکیشن آف نیگیشن آف سنز, وی آر ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ پیوریفیکیشن آف دا مائنڈ, کہ اس کے بارے میں سب سے افیکٹو فارمولا یہی ہے, ڈونٹ پے اٹینشن. Just neglect as they is coming and going, two-way traffic, then you won't be affected by it. You can neutralize it. تو یہ پہلا قدم ہے پیوریفیکیشن آف مائنڈ کا. لیکن یہ مت خیال کریں کہ وسوسے نہیں آئیں گے, وہ آئیں گے. اٹس ناٹ ہارم فل. اور یو کین گیو دی ایگزامپل ٹو سم پیپل, یہ جو ڈش لوگوں نے لگائی ہوتی ہے آؤٹ سائڈ دا ہاؤز ٹو ریسیو چینل, اسکائی ڈش ہے, اس پہ تو ہر گندا اچھا چینل آئے گا نا, سگنل آئے گا. سو ون پرسن کمز ٹو دا ٹیکنیشین, اسکائی ٹیکنیشین, yes, I have a big problem because my dish receives wrong channels. Meri dish mein galat signal aate hain. To wo kahega laga ke na na dekho tumhari maa tumhari ye channel na lagao. Dish mein aane ka tumhe kya nuksan hai? What is make a difference? That is, dish is receiving all channels until you don't put a channel on, activate it. Aapko to gunahgar nahi hai. Aap na dekh rahe naach gana. आपको अब अशरीफ देखें मदीना शरीफ देखें इस्लामी जो ना ने डिश नहीं आप नहीं नहीं आई फील वेरी फिल्थी माय डिश इज रिसीविंग ऑल फिल्थी चैनल. इसी तरह आपका दिमाग भी डिश है. इट्स लाइक अ डिश. योर माइंड इज लाइक अ डिश अ रिसेप्टर. शैतान इज ब्रॉडकास्टिंग फ्रॉम हिज स्टेशन. उसका भी अपना स्काई नेटवर्क है. ही इज ब्रॉडकास्टिंग सिग्नल. वो सिग्नल भेज रहा है और आप यहां तड़प रहे होते हाय मर गया हाय गंदा ख्याल आ गया. तो वो खेल रहा है आपके साथ. वह ओली अल्लाह हजारों सारे डालो हमारे अंदर. हम अमल ही नहीं करने वाले. हम तो अल्लाह की पनाह में हैं. हम तो अल्लाह की पनाह ही लेते हैं. हम तो हमारे ख्याल पर अमल ही. हम तो हजूर सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम के ख्याल पर अमल करेंगे और जो है यानी अल्लाह पाक की बात सुनेंगे. तुम डालते रहो. वी आर नॉट बॉदर्ड बिकॉज वी आर इन द प्रोटेक्शन ऑफ अल्लाह. We أعوذ بالله من حمزات الشياطين أعوذ بالله من شر الوسواس الخناس. تو آپ دیکھ رہے ہیں کہ یہ کیسا شیطان دھوکہ دے رہا ہے جس میں آپ گناہگار نہیں وہ آپ کو گناہگار بنا رہا ہے. سو دیٹ یو ہیٹ یور سیلف یو سے آئی ایم ایول. اور جہاں آپ گناہگار ہیں وہاں آپ بدر ہی نہیں کر رہے. یو وین ڈوئنگ دا بیڈ ڈیڈ. سو وسوسہ اینڈ Bad thought never harm you until you entertain or plan or actually practice it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven my ummah in certain matters. Farmaya Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne meri ummat ko Allah paak ne char baatein maaf kar di hain. Four matters have been forgiven. Number one, any bad thought until they act upon it. Koi bura khayal jab tak us par wo amal na kare. Maaf hai. Balki swab milta hai. Swab milta hai ki jab aap usko amal nahi karte aapko mujahide ka swab milta hai. You get reward of not acting upon it. Fighting it with. Number two, farmaya ki things they do accidentally. وہ چیزیں جو بغیر ارادے سے ان سے ہو جائیں بغیر ارادے کے ایکسیڈنٹلی. مثلا آپ رستے پہ جا رہے ہیں کہیں نظر پڑ گئی. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم میں پہلی نظر یعنی بغیر ارادے والی نظر وہ معاف ہے. یو نٹ صرف اللہ تو ہزاروں عورتوں کو دیکھیں لیکن آپ کا ارادہ نہیں آپ کو ہی گناہگار نہیں. آپ کا ارادہ نہیں ود آؤٹ انٹینشن یو آر گوئنگ ٹو مارکیٹ مے بی یو سی ٹینز آف ویمن اور ایکچولی ادر سینز. But you get reward for not looking intentionally. بغیر ارادے کے نظر معاف ہے. ارادے والی پھر معاف نہیں. جب جو ارادہ اسی میں شامل ہو گیا تو وہ پھر وہ. This is what رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said to the person leader of the متقین who were martyred in this month. سیدنا علی رضی اللہ عنہ جو اس رمضان میں شہید کیا گیا ان کو فرمایا علی پہلی نظر معاف ہے دوسری معاف نہیں. دوسری تمہارے خلاف چلی جائے گی گناہ ہو جائے گا. اور آج لوگ ہیں وہ کہتے ہیں ہماری نظر پاک ہے. حضرت علی کی نظر پاک نہیں نعوذ باللہ. آپ کیا سمجھتے ہیں جن کو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرما رہے ہیں آپ کی نظر پاک ہے. کیسے پاک ہے؟ اگر پاک ہے بھی تو پاک رہے گی نہیں. وہ نظر پاک نہیں جو اللہ کی نافرمانی میں استعمال ہو. بہرحال دو چیزیں نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم چار چیزیں فرمائی. ایک تو برا وسوسہ جب تک عمل نہ کرے. دوسرا بغیر ارادے کے کوئی کام غلطی ہو جائے اللہ پاک معاف فرماتا ہے بائی ہز فضل. تھرڈ تھنگ اینی تھنگ وچ از ڈن آؤٹ آف فورگیٹ فلنس. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے آپ علیہ السلام فرمایا کوئی چیز بھول کے کر دے میری امت میں سے. آپ نے روزہ رکھا ہوا ہے بھول کے آپ دو روٹیاں کھا جائیں دس کیلے کھا جائیں آپ کو نہ کوئی گناہ ہے نہ کوئی پوچھ ہے نہ روزے میں فرق آیا نہ کچھ. آپ اللہ پاک تو حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا نہیں ہے. آپ کہیں مولوی صاحب میں بڑا پریشان، میرے پیٹ میں روٹی چلی گئی ہے، کیلا چلا گیا، آپ بھول کے کھایا کوئی بات نہیں، نہیں پیٹ میں تو ہے نا، یہ تو پھر آپ الٹی پٹی پڑ رہے ہیں. اسی طرح وسوسے کا بات، ہم کہتے ہیں وسوسہ، آپ گناہگار نہیں ہوتے جب تک آپ عمل نہ کرے. نہیں جی آ تو رہا ہے نا، ہے تو بڑا گندا، ہے تو بڑا گندا، بہت میں یہی تو کہہ رہے ہیں، گندا بھی ہے، آپ گناہگار نہیں ہے جب تک کہ آپ اس پہ عمل کریں. کفر کا بھی آ جائے، وسوسہ آپ کفر is not sinful unless you act upon it. You still get reward from Allah by not acting upon it. بلکہ آپ کو ثواب ہوتا ہے کہ آپ اس پر عمل نہیں کر رہے، مجاہدہ کر رہے ہیں، شیطان سے مینٹلی جنگ لڑ رہے ہیں، دماغ میں جنگ لڑ رہے ہیں. تو یہ جو ہے یعنی ہو گیا کہ تین چیزیں ہو گئیں. یہ دیکھیں سو فرسٹ تھنگز ڈن دی وسوسہ the whisper until people act, they are forgiven. Second, things done without intention, بغیر ارادے کے کیے کام. Third, things which are done out of forgetfulness. تیسری چیز جو ہے جب بھول سے کوئی کام کرے. اور چوتھی چیز آپ علیہ السلام نے فرمایا کہ جو مجبور کیا جائے کسی کو کسی کام پر زبردستی. If someone is forced upon something to do something, then they are not sinful. جب کسی کو مجبور کیا جائے، یہاں تک کہ کفر پر بھی اگر مجبور کیا جائے تو وہ بندہ کافر نہیں ہوتا، یاد رکھیں. If even you are forced to do kufr, when someone puts a pistol on your head and say something about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against توحید, you are forced. If you die you are a shaheed, آپ شہید ہے، بڑا عظیمت کا رستہ ہے. But if you don't, you say okay, you say, but your heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, even if someone says a kufriya word, illa man ukriya wa qalbuhu mutma'innun bil iman, but his heart is satisfied with iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my servant is still a Muslim, میرا بندہ ابھی بھی ایمان والا ہے، کیونکہ اس کا دل مطمئنہ یہ تو اس کو فورس کیا جا رہا ہے. اس طرح کسی گناہ میں کوئی اغوا ہو گئی، بچی اغوا ہو گئی، اس سے کسی نے زیادتی کر دی، تو وہ عورت گناہگار نہیں ہے، بلکہ اس کو اس ظلم کا اجر ملے گا، ثواب ملے گا، اس کی تکلیف جو اس پر آئی، گناہگار نہیں ہوتی. تو یہ آسانیاں ہیں دین کی، دید آدھی you may say some of this. Next is the communion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. یہ تو ہو گیا دماغ کو پاک برے برے خیالوں سے. اس کے بعد communion with Allah means rather than using your mind in sinful ways, you use it in a positive to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How? You can do it easily when you are doing any worldly acts. You are going to work, you are going to a court, you are going to shopping, you are going for sleeping, you are going for walking. Any act you do, just in the heart, in the mind, say to Allah, Allah, I am going for shopping, please help me to be so that my shopping is fruitful and I don't do any loss. Although you have prayed, this is communion of mind with Allah subhanahu. You are connecting the mind through worldly things. You are going to work, oh Allah, save me from any evil through during my work and give barakah in there. Just do dua in that. Whatever you do, even a letter comes, khat aa gaya hai, ya Allah, dil mein kahein, ya Allah, isme khair ki khabar ho, agar isme koi pareshani hai, meri madad farmana. So any worldly, koi bhi kaam ho, duniya ka, تو اس سے پہلے آپ اللہ پاک کے دل سے دل ہی دل میں مانگ لے خیر اور برائی سے، اس کے نقصان سے پناہ. آپ کے مائنڈ کا کنیکشن اللہ سے جڑ جائے. دس از واٹ وی ٹیچ ان دا تزکیہ، ان طریقہ محمدیہ میں یہ وہ شیٹ بھی ہے. اینڈ دین آلسو سننا دعا، زبان سے کیا کہنا ہے، زبان سے حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے جو الفاظ فرمائے اکارڈنگ ٹو ڈفرنٹ اوکیژنز different activities, you do that in the mind, you keep connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fourth one, is to be in awareness of the existence of Allah, the power of Allah, the might of Allah, the accountability to Allah, the qualities of Allah lies with us, watching us. He is all powerful. So this is the, you may say, the second stage purification of the mind. So this, ye tazkiya ka pull hai, dekhen. Aap pehle iska tazkiya, phir ye, karte jayenge, phir dimag ko. Now you are on the road to taqwa. Phir aap taqwa ki taraf ja rahe hain, andar ke roshan karne ki taraf, batin roshan karne ki taraf ja rahe hain. So we finish here for today. Am yahan khatam kar dete hain. Aaj kal inshallah we will hopefully carry on to the bridge and some many other things. Now it is your turn to ask any question related to the subject. Ab aap sawal kar sakte hain, iske bare mein kuch karna hai.
Yes, Sami Brothers, please put your hands up and then I will come up to you and go shout out the questions. Secondly, also, if I could have one or two hands to show up, hands, then I know that we continue with you, then I know who to approach secondly. So please put your hands up once or twice so I know who to come to.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hello, sir, we keep hearing that when we inshallah go to Jannah, we've been hearing about the highest ranking hur, for example, Laiba. Most of the reward seems to be directed to men. Can you just give an indication what is in store for the highest women in Jannah?
Every reward which is for men, that is also for women as well. So I can't specify one. Every reward, all kinds of rewards are for men and women both. Yes, alhamdulillah. That is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, مَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْ ذَكَرِ الْأُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever, men or women, they are believers and who pay reward, they, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to enter, and the blessings are for. So like, this is the haya and the modesty of Islam, that you that Islam and the teachings are like this. Otherwise, because Islam considered it immodest to mention that there will be men for women, etc., etc., it is against the modesty, high level of modesty of Islam. Otherwise, like men will get hoors in Jannah, women will get actually be married to the heavenly men from human beings who will enter Jannah. Like we mentioned in the books, this comes, Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha will be married to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, in the dunya she was the wife of the enemy of Allah, and in Jannah she will be wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. تو اس طرح جو اور بھی عورتیں بھی ہیں ان کو بھی بڑے بڑے انعامات بڑے بڑے نیک لوگوں سارے نیک ہوں گے جو جنتوں میں جائیں گے اللہ کے فضل و کرم سے تو عورتوں کے لیے بھی وہی انعام ہے جو مردوں کے لیے ہے
The first one is, you've described how one can use the motivation for the hereafter to protect oneself from the test of women, sexual desires. But there are some practicing Muslims who may have homosexual tendencies. So what motivation can they use from Akhirah, as opposed to the war, etc., to kind of help them be steadfast and then prevent themselves from falling the desires? Mm-hmm. And secondly, in Ramadan we hear that the big charity in Allah, but people still get waswas and sometimes bad thoughts. So where did this come from? And if it is the nafs, then outside Ramadan, how do you differentiate between shaitanic waswas and nafs waswas?
Exactly. Right. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The second question which you asked about that the shayateen are chained and how people get waswas. In the hadith, if we put all the hadith together regarding this shayateen being chained, we will find that Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned the most fierce one, the leader and the most evil shayateen, they are the chained one, not the normal ones. So waswasas, they can be or get from these shayateen. Plus, for waswasa, shaitan doesn't need to come closer to you. Even the bigger ones, they can, through their ability which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have this, they can put the waswasa even being far away. And some of the people of Kashf, Mashayikh, they see shayateen chained, and still, even they are chained, they are still commanding by eye signs and by moving, they are giving instructions to their followers. Like some of the gangsters who are in jail, they are still actually giving messages from there to do this, kill him and, you know, do this, etc., etc. So these shayateen, they somehow they communicate, still have some link up, but not as openly, but normal shayateen. So then you said how to differentiate between waswasa of shaitan and nafs. Really, you don't need to differentiate, because evil is evil. If evil waswasa is coming, it's irrelevant, it's coming from shaitan or nafs or even from a good person. If a good person says do evil, you don't need to. Yeah, I have to think it's coming from a good person. Is there any chance you should do it? No, it doesn't matter. But just for clarification, Hazrat Junaid al-Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, aapne fark bayan kiya hai nafs ke waswase mein aur shaitan ke waswase mein kya fark hai. Bhai nafs, wo pooch rahe hain ki bhai nafs ki taraf se waswasa aaye to shaitan isme fark kaise kar sakte hain. Maine kaha zarurat nahi hai, bura bura hai, burai ka khayal to اچھا بندہ بھی اگر ڈال رہا ہے وہ بھی غلط ہے, اس پہ عمل نہیں کرنا. لیکن انہوں نے سوال کیا ہے تو چلو جواب دے دیتے ہیں, بٹ اٹس ناٹ نیسیسری ٹو نو, ضروری نہیں. حضرت سیدنا جنید البغدادی رحمہ اللہ سیڈ, دی سائن آف دی نفس وسوسہ از دیٹ اے بیڈ تھاٹ ول بیکم ریپیٹیٹیولی اباؤٹ دا سیم تھنگ. For example, if the nafs wants food, it will be urging for food again. It's not for anything else it won't do. If it's for about a woman, it's from the nafs, then it will be repetitive, because the nafs just wants the desire to be fulfilled. It's not concerned with evil or goodness. Nafs is a mindless enemy. It is like a baby. So it doesn't, it just demands, it's not actually, you may say, wants to destroy you, but actually it is just demands something. And he said that the shaitan's waswasa, if he puts a bad waswasa about a bad act, if that person doesn't do that, he will put another bad waswasa about something else, another something else. So if the waswasa keeps changing, that is a sign it is from shaitan. And if the same thing is coming again and again, most likely it is from love. تو حضرت جنید بغدادی نے فرمایا اگر تو کسی برائی کا وسوسہ آتا ہے اور وہی آتا رہتا ہے بار بار, تو یہ اشارہ ہے کہ یہ نفس کی طرف سے آ رہا ہے, کہ نفس کا صرف یہ خواہش ہے کہ میری خواہش پوری ہو, کھانا ہے, زنا ہے, شراب ہے, وہی ڈالے گا بار 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 میری پوری ہو. فرمایا شیطان کے وسوسے کی نشانی یہ ہے کہ شیطان ایک برائی کا وسوسہ اگر بندہ نہیں کر رہا, وہ دھوکا نہیں کرے گا, تو وہ دوسرا وسوسہ ڈال دے کسی اور گناہ کا. کیونکہ شیطان کا مقصد خواہش پوری کرنا نہیں, بندے کو تباہ کرنا ہے, بندے کو برائی میں لے کے جانا ہے. اسے یہ کوئی فرق نہیں پڑتا کہ کس طرح کوئی بندہ جہنم میں جائے, جائے سے. تو شیطان کے وسوسے مختلف ہوتے ہیں, اور جو بار بار آ رہا ہے سالوں سے آپ کو, فرام ایئرز, فرام منتھ, نو دس از فرام دا نفس ایکچولی, وائل سم ٹائم اٹ کین کم فرام شیطان ایز ویل, بیکاز ہی آلسو انسائٹس واٹ ایور. What was the پہلا سوال کیا تھا, what was your first question? ٹھیک ہے, اوکے. دی بردر آسکڈ اباؤٹ دی پیپل ہو ہیو ٹینڈنسی ٹو بی اور دے تھنک سو بی ہومو سیکسویلٹی اور ایکچولی یو سی ٹینڈنسی, people have urges to actually fulfill their sexual needs in different ways. That doesn't mean we, even people who are heterosexual, or you may say who are, they have urges to meaning have relationship with other women. So can we excuse them on that basis? Oh no, he has an urge, you know, he should be excused. You know, he has the urge, but he should control it. Similarly, a person who feels they have this tendency, some people say we are not we are bisexual. So this means that really this is not about homos, this is just actually that they are fulfilling their desires in this way. They should actually control them. They should think this is a test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. Like some people are heterosexual and they have tendency towards other women besides their wife. They have towards, for example, men or other things. This is a test for them. That is the test they have for them. But it is not that they are programmed like some people. I don't believe that someone is programmed actually with this, because this has been proven, there have been researches that if these people from very childhood, they are actually trained in a particular way, or actually counseled, they might have little bit of tendency, as I say others have as well, who say we are bisexual. This means they have tendency as well, but they are controlling. And some are more this way, some are more this way. But actually, so that's what they should do. They should be taught that, you see, the same thing the other people have as well for other women. Same thing. But they have to control, you have to control your urge as well, as such. Oh, yeah. In Akhirah, there will be nothing like this. Meaning, for example, these sins and these tendencies are going to end there. There, the people will become actually just actually as the people of Jannah are actually. So they will be same as men, as you may say, there actually. So for Akhirah, it is same for them. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
My question relates to this, which is mentioned that everyone will get, risk is ordained. Three parts to the question, could you explain a little bit more what is ordained, and then subsequent question is this related to, is this what we eat, the risk? Or is it what we use to buy wealth and property, etc., etc.? Or is this all one risk?
Risk in the Quran refers to everything which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. Physical, materialistic, mental abilities, all these things are risk. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided you. And ordained means that there is a fixed number Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has fixed for a person. Now to attain it in lawful or unlawful way, that's been left to the person. So you'll get 100,000 pounds. Now how to attain them, lawful way or unlawful way, that's your choice. Rizq to Allah Pak ne muqaddar kar diya, lekin uska hasil karna halal tarike se ya haram tarike se, ye bande ko ikhtiyar de diya. یعنی حلال طریقے سے حاصل کرنا ہے, حرام طریقے سے, یہ بندے کو اختیار دے دیا. رزق کیا وہ خود مقدر, وہ اتنا تمہیں ملے گا. If a person be patient, he will still have same risk. تو بڑے بڑے بادشاہ تھے, بڑے بڑے بادشاہوں کے بیٹے تھے. یہ لیبیا میں دیکھیں, عراق میں دیکھیں, اب یہ کہاں کیا کیا ہو رہا ہے شام میں. اب جب نہیں اللہ نے جتنا دیا تو وہ گٹروں میں ہی لوگ مر گئے, اور مطلب یعنی کیسے کیسے وہ اپنا ہو رہے. جب رزق وہ بندے جتنا اللہ پاک نے فکس کیا ہے, بے شک بادشاہ بھی ہو تو وہ نہیں کھا سکتا بندہ جو ہے. تو اس میں جو ہے حلال حرام کا اختیار بندے کو ہے, رزق اللہ نے مقدر کر دیا ہے. یہ سمجھے اس بات کو, ٹو اڈاپٹ اور ٹو اٹین اٹ ان لوفل وے اور ان لوفل وے, person have choice over this. He doesn't have choice over how much risk he is going to attain. یہ آپ کو ایک مثال سمجھا دیتے ہیں. حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, once he gave his armor to someone to hold it for some time. As he, آپ نے کسی کو اپنی نماز پڑھنے کے لیے گئے, کسی کو زرہ دی اپنی کہ میں نماز پڑھنے جا رہا ہوں عصر کی, تو یہ میری زرہ ہے, جنگی لباس ہے, یہ پکڑ کے رکھنا. وہ بندہ جو ہے جب حضرت علی نماز کے لیے تشریف لے گئے, باہر آئے, اس میں بےمانی آ گئی, وہ بیچ گیا زیرہ کسی کو, باہر بازار لگا ہوا تھا وہاں بیچ گیا کسی کو, سستا بیچ گیا. حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ باہر آئے, دیکھا تو آپ کی زیرہ بندہ ہی نہیں ہے لیکن زیرہ لٹکی ہوئی ایک دکان پہ. آپ نے سوچا کہ وہ کچھ اس کو دے گیا ہوگا کہ بھئی یہ آپ نہ رکھنا, بھائی وہ بھائی کوئی ضروری کام پڑ گیا ہوگا, کیونکہ نیک لوگ اچھا خیال رکھتے ہیں, پازیٹیو مائنڈ ہوتے ہیں, برا خیال نہیں لاتے بھائی ہاں بےمانی کر گیا ہے یہ ہوگا. وہ اپنا آپ گئے, آپ نے فرمایا کہ بھائی یہ میری زرہ ہے, لگتا ہے وہ بھائی آپ کو دے گئے ہیں, یہ میرے وہ دے رہا. انہوں نے کہا یہ آپ کی نہیں ہے, میں نے تو یہ خریدی ہے, میں نے تو یہ خریدی ہے. یعنی وہ بندہ بےمانی کر کے بیچ کے چلا گیا. حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ نے پھر کوئی اس سے جھگڑا نہیں کیا, وہ فرمایا کہ کتنے کی خریدی. اس نے کہا کہ میں نے خریدی ہے 3 درہم کی. 3 درہم کی ذرا. آپ نے گہرا سانس لیا اور افسوس کیا, فرمایا ہائے افسوس اس شخص پر کہ جس کی قسمت میں اللہ نے 3 درہم لکھے تھے لیکن اس کو اختیار تھا حلال طریقے سے حرام. میں بھی جب نماز پڑھ رہا تھا, میں نے نماز پڑھی تو میں نے سوچا اس بندے کو میں نے, کیونکہ نیک لوگ جو ہوتے ہیں یہ کوئی بھی چھوٹی سی نیکی سلام بھی کر دے تو ان کا دل ہوتا ہے جواب بڑھ چڑھ کے ان کو کوئی چیز دیں, سوئی کر دے, کوئی ان کو دیکھ بھی لے ان کا دل ہوتا ہے بھائی اس کو زیادہ سے زیادہ فائدہ پہنچے. آج نے فرمایا چلو میرے پاس اس وقت 3 درہم ہی تھے, میں جب باہر نکلوں گا تو اس کو ہدیہ دے دوں گا 3. میں نے یہ سوچا تھا کہ مسجد سے باہر نکل کے اس کو 3 درہم ہدیہ دوں گا, وہ میری زرہ پکڑ کے رکھی ہے احسان کتنے کی طور پر. تو آپ نے افسوس کیا, فرمایا ہائے اس نے حرام کا طریقہ اختیار کر لیا, اگر وہ صبر کرتا 3 ہی ملنے تھے پھر بھی اس کو, اور چوری سے بھی اور بےمانی سے بھی بچ جانا تھا. تو اسی طرح میں لوگوں کو کہتا رہتا ہوں کہ رزق کے بارے میں آپ جتنی بےمانی دھوکہ کھائیں اپنا نقصان کریں گے. آپ کو پہلے ہی وہ ملنا تھا لیکن جو لوگوں کا حق اور آپ کھا گئے یا بےمانی سے کھا گئے وہ آپ اپنا نقصان کریں, رزق نہیں آپ کا بڑا اس سے. اگر آپ صبر کرتے پھر بھی اتنا ہی رزق ملتا, اللہ پاک نے جتنا مقدر کیا ہے, اللہ پاک کے پاس ذریعے ہوتے ہیں مختلف قسم کے دینے کے. تو لیکن یہ بہت بڑا دھوکہ ہو جاتا ہے انسان کو. تو یہ سمجھ لے کے رزق مقدر ہے اور حاصل کیسے کرنا ہے اس کو, حلال حرام, یہ اللہ پاک نے ہمیں اختیار دیا, اس پر اختیار نہیں کہ رزق ہم جو ہے اپنی مرضی سے کریں. ہاں کچھ نیک اعمال ہوتے ہیں, کچھ ایسی چیزیں ہوتی ہیں جس سے رزق جو ہے وہ بڑھتا ہے. اللہ پاک کی تقدیر میں بعض چیزیں مشروط ہوتی ہیں کہ یہ کام کرے گا تو اس کا رزق میں بڑھا دوں گا, یہ کرے گا تو اس کا رزق تنگ ہو جائے گا. تو وہ بھی بندہ اگر کرے, جیسے فرمایا کہ رشتہ داروں کے ساتھ صلہ رحمی کرنا, وہ برے بھی ہوں تو ان کے ساتھ نیکی کرنا, ان کو جو ہے یعنی اپنا رزق میں حساب دینا, ان کے ساتھ احسان کرنا, اس سے رزق بڑھتا ہے بندے کا. اور دوسرا کس کا رزق بڑھتا ہے, حضرت ابوبکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالیٰ نے فرمایا کہ جو بندہ دوسروں کو دیتا ہے نعمتیں, دوسروں کو بانٹتا رہتا ہے, اللہ پاک بھی اس کو دیتا رہتا ہے, کیونکہ دھوتی دوسروں کے دیتا اس کو ہے اس کے ذریعے. جب یہ دوسروں کو دینا بند کرتا ہے اس کا بھی رک جاتا ہے, اس کا بھی رک جاتا ہے. وہ سمجھ رہتا ہے مجھے مل رہا ہے, آپ جی میں تو بہت امیر ہو گیا ہوں, آپ جو ہے آپ روک لوں, یہ لوگ کنجوسی جو ہی کرے گا وہ دیکھے گا کہ اس کا رزق تنگ ہو گیا. جتنی دیر وہ سخی رہے گا دیتا رہے گا اس کو بھی ملتا رہے گا ملتا رہے گا. تو اس لیے تو یہ رزق کا بڑا عجیب و غریب مسئلہ ہے, بہت سارے لوگوں کے لیے یہی رکاوٹ بن گئی, اور یعنی دین میں کے چلنے کے لیے یا دین, پھر بات ہے بھائی دین کو ہی رزق حاصل کرنے کا اور دین کمانے کا جھوٹ موٹ بول کے اور یہ جادو ٹونا تعویذ غلط قسم کے لوگوں کو بتا کے ایسا ہو جائے گا, آسمان جن آ گیا, وہ ہو گیا, جادو ہو گیا, پھر لوگوں کو دھوکے دے کے خود ہی مطلب یعنی ایسے, تو وہ ان لوگوں کا اور برا حشر ہے کہ وہ دین کے بارے میں لوگوں کو دھوکہ دے کے دنیا حاصل کر رہے ہیں. تو ویسے بھی بےمانی نہیں کرنی چاہیے. نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ جو کسی ذمی یعنی یہودی یا عیسائی, اسلامی حکومت میں رہتے ہیں یہودی یا عیسائی, سے دھوکہ کرے گا قیامت والے دن اس کے خلاف میں اللہ کی عدالت میں کیس کروں گا اس کے خلاف، اس مسلمان کے خلاف. تو اس لیے کافروں کے ساتھ بھی اجازت نہیں. اس لیے حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے مکے والوں، بے شک آپ کی جان کے دشمن تھے لیکن ان کی امانتیں ان کو آپ نے واپس دی، کہ مسلمان کا یہ کام نہیں کہ یہ ایسا کرے. جزاک اللہ شکریہ. استغفر الله استغفر الله.
السلام عليكم.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله.
My question is it's on the topic of the risk. If a person is indirectly involved with another person who's not adopting the correct practices, then if the person who's indirectly involved also the same in that scene. For example, like in the business that I do, a lot of my clients, they don't want to pay VAT. Now VAT is obviously something which is owed to the government. Now as a result, they don't pay their VAT. What's to me, which I need to pass on to the government, then I can't pass on to the government, basically. So what happens is that everything has to be not above board, but under board, in order to hide that element. Now, if a person has told them that this is not the right way to go about it, but they still are not listening, then what should one do in order? I mean, is he also blameworthy within that? Please.
A person should explain and mention them the rules of actually the game as such, meaning the risk or whatever it is you are mentioning. After that, they don't do, they are responsible, meaning they are responsible for that. And if they give you, you don't pass on, then you are responsible. But if they don't give you a certain right or amount of money, then if you don't pass, then you are not sinful for that. But you should actually encourage them to actually do it in the proper way and to pay fully the right of the person to person, family to family, the government's right to government, and that's how it should be. As I said, that people are confused and shaitan exploits this weakness and try to, otherwise if people were 100% sure they're going to get whatever is ordained, they would not do. But because the means, when they are doing this, looks like to them they will get more like this, they will get we paise jo beimani kiya wo kya pata 500 aisa nuksan ho jaye 5 lakh ke wo sari beimani jo 10 saal ki hai wo apna chali jaye. Wo kisi ne misal di hai Pakistan mein ke wo ek banda jo doodh mein پانی اور بات تو پانی میں دودھ ڈالتے ہیں کئی دودھ میں پانی ڈالتے ہیں وہ قسم اٹھاتے ہیں میں قسم سے ہم نے دودھ میں پانی نہیں ڈالا اس لیے کہ وہ سمجھتے ہم نے پانی میں دودھ ڈالا ہوا ہے تو قسم بھی سمجھتے ہماری صحیح ہو ہم نے قسم میں ہم نے دودھ میں پانی نہیں ڈالا میں دودھ نہیں پانی بلکہ پانی کا اس میں دودھ ڈالا ہوا تو ایسا ہی بنا تھا وہ اس طرح کا کام کرتا ہے یعنی تو مثال ہے یہ کوئی صحیح بات نہیں سمجھانے کے لیے وہ ایسا کرتا تھا آدھا دودھ آدھا پانی تو وہ ایک دفعہ اس کے پیسے جو ہیں پیسے جو بچا کے رکھتا تھا تو وہ جہاں لیٹا ہوا تھا کہیں رستے میں ہی جو اس نے ساری کمائی سال کی دو سال کی تھی پیسے وہ ایک بندر کودتا آیا وہ بندر جو ہے وہ پیسے اٹھا کے درخت پہ چڑھ گیا ساتھ ہی وہ دریا بہہ رہا تھا اور وہ کہتا ہے بھائی ایک روپیہ یا وہ دس روپے ایک نوٹ اس کی طرف ہے نا ایک دریا میں ایک اس کی طرف ایک دریا میں یعنی وہ کہتے ہیں دودھ کا دودھ اور پانی کا پانی وہ یہیں سے مثال بنی ہوئی ہے دودھ کا دودھ ہو گیا پانی کا پانی وہ پانی والا پانی میں چلے گئے پیسے دودھ والے وہ دودھ والے کے پاس آ گئے تو یہ تو مثال ہے لیکن حقیقت میں بھی ایسا ہی ہوتا ہے اللہ پاک اگر آپ دس ہزار دس لاکھ بیس لاکھ کی بھی بےمانی کر گئے کسی انسان سے یا اللہ سے یا دین سے دو چار سال بعد ایسا آئے گا کہ وہ بھی جاتا رہے گا اور ساتھ آپ کو اتنا نقصان ہوگا کہ آپ سوچ لو یعنی آخر کار آپ نقصان میں ہوں گے, کیونکہ اللہ پاک سے کوئی جنگ لڑ کے جیت نہیں سکتا. اللہ پاک کے خلاف چل کے کوئی بندہ, یہ دیکھتے نہیں آپ بڑے بڑے ارب پتی خرب پتی ڈوب گئے, یہ پیچھے ملک ڈوب گئے, یہ پیچھے یہ یونان میں کتنا آیا پورے یورپ نے اکٹھا ہو کے انہوں نے اس کو بچایا, یورپ کے پھر وہ آئس لینڈ میں کیا ہوا, پھر امریکہ میں کیا ہوا, یہاں کولاپس ہو گیا. یہ چیزیں اللہ پاک نے خود اپنے کنٹرول کے اندر رکھی ہے لوگوں کو, صرف جو ہے اللہ پاک نے فرمایا قرآن مجید میں وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوعَدُونَ, یور رزق از ان دا ہیونز, رزق آسمانوں سے آتا ہے. اینڈ اولیاء اللہ کین سی دیٹ, مینی اولیاء اللہ جو آر پیپل آف کش لائک سیدنا عبدالعزیز دبال رحمہ اللہ, وہ دے کوڈ سی رزق کمز فرام دا ہیونز, دے کوڈ سی لٹرلی رزق کمنگ اونلی دین آفٹر ون ڈے ٹو ڈے اٹ کمز تھرو دا مینز آف دیئر. مثلاً آپ فرماتے کہ ایک مریض کو آپ نے کہا کہ بھائی ہماری ایک پگڑی ہے سفید, وہ جب تمہارے پاس آئی ہمیں دے دینا. کہا میرے پاس تو ہے ہی نہیں ہے, ہم دی نہیں ہے. دو تین دن بعد بندہ آیا ہدیہ دے گیا سفید پگڑی, حضرت آپ کو کیسے پتا؟ فرمایا میں نے کچھ دن پہلے اس کو نازل ہوتے دیکھا آسمانوں سے, مثالی شکل میں رزق نازل ہوتے تھے, تو اس میں میرا یہ رزق تھا, یہ پگڑی تھی, یہ تھا وہ تھا. یہاں تو بعد میں اثرات ظاہر ہوتے ہیں آگے اس دنیا میں, پہلے آسمانوں سے نازل ہو جاتا ہے, وہ تو شب قدر اور شب برات میں مقدر ہو کے پھر آہستہ آہستہ وہ زمین پر نازل ہوتا ہے, اور پھر یہاں ویک بعد دو ویک بعد وہ آپ کے پاس آتا ہے. And the people of Kashf, they could, can literally see its descending. وہ دیکھ سکتے ہیں رزق آ رہا ہے. اعمال اوپر چڑھتے ہیں, the good deeds, they go in a form. The good deeds go up and the risk through a door, the risk comes. اور اولیاء اللہ کئی دفعہ دیکھ سکتے ہمارا رزق آ رہا ہے, تو پھر وہ کیسے اللہ کی نافرمانی کرے, کیسے اللہ رزق کے بارے میں دھوکا آپ نہ نہیں کھاتے, وہ تو وہاں سے اوپر سے آتا ہے, جو ملنا ہے وہ ان کو ملنا ہے. تو اسی لیے فرمایا کہ جب مومن مین اے بلیور ڈائز, آسمان بھی روتا ہے, وہ دروازے روتے ہیں جہاں سے اس کے نیک عمل جاتے تھے اور جہاں سے رزق آتا تھا, وہ دروازے روتے ہیں. دا ہیونز اینڈ دا ارتھ کرائز, زمین آسمان روتے ہیں نیک بندے کی موت پر, بدوں کی موت پر. اللہ پاک نے قرآن مجید میں فرمایا فرعون کے بارے میں اور اس کی آل اور اس کے فوجیوں کے, فما بقت علیہم السماء والارض, کہ نہ زمین رویا نہ آسمان رویا, بلکہ خوش ہوئے بھئی یعنی خبیث لوگ جو ہیں مطلب یعنی چلے گئے جہاں جنہوں نے جانا تھا جہنم میں پہنچے. نیک بندے کی موت پہ جو ہے زمین بھی روتی ہے, جہاں وہ عبادت کرتا تھا وہاں سجدے کرتا تھا وہاں تسبیح پڑھتا تھا, زمین بھی روتی یاد کر کے روتی ہے. اور جب قبرستان میں وہ جاتا ہے نیک بندے کی میت, قبرستان دلہن کی طرح اپنے آپ کو سجا لیتا ہے اندر سے, تو وہ نیک بندے کو دیکھ اتنی ویلکم اس کی ہوتی ہے. تو یہ وہ ہے چیزیں. ٹھیک ہے, ابھی وقت ختم ہو گیا, باقی بعد میں جو ہے اپنا انشاءاللہ ہوئے تو پوچھ لینا. یہ کیونکہ لائیو پروگرام ٹی وی پہ بعض دفعہ جا رہا ہوتا ہے ڈی ایم پہ یہ دو گھنٹے, تو انشاءاللہ اس لیے اس میں وقت جو ہے وہ ہمیں خیال رکھنا پڑتا ہے. باقی بعد میں آپ یہیں ہیں میں بھی یہیں ہوں, اور ہم شکریہ ادا کرتے ہیں اللہ کا, اللہ کے رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا, دین کا پیغام پہنچانے میں صحابہ اہل بیت تابعین تبع تابعین اولیاء اللہ, اپنے والدین کا جن کے ذریعے ہم دنیا میں آئے, استادوں کا, اور پھر جو ذریعے ہیں یہ جو آپ لوگ مدد کرتے ہیں, یہ جو ڈی ایم والے کر رہے ہیں فی سبیل اللہ یعنی کر رہے ہیں, وہ دیکھیں اللہ آپ ان کو جزائے خیر عطا فرمائے, ان کو دعا ہی یعنی دے سکتے ہیں. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك.